On Friday, President Bush announced his long-awaited decision on preparing the nation for the threat of smallpox, but he provided few details on how his plan will work. Some of those details began to come out today, and as NPR's Richard Knox reports, they illustrate just how complicated the smallpox issue is.
In his six-minute announcement, the president said nothing about the numbers of Americans who will get vaccinated or how soon. Today, in a conference call with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson indicated the plan will move a lot faster than many people had thought. The first phase will begin in about 6 weeks, when states will start to inoculate about 440,000 healthcare workers, or as many of those who agree to be vaccinated.
We're anticipating the first phase should take somewhere around 30 days. Logistically, our plan is to continue right on to the second phase to the first responders.
That's a much bigger group, potentially 10 million people in many walks of life.
It will include the overall universe of police, firefighters, EMTs, first responders, other health professionals in hospitals, other public health workers that didn't get vaccinated in the first go-around.
For now, Thompson says, that will not include people who drive trucks to keep cities fed or run power plants to keep the lights on. The government expects about 5 million first responders to volunteer for vaccination. And Thompson is telling state health officials he wants those millions of workers vaccinated within 3 months of the start date, that is, by late spring or summer. One potentially big wrinkle in the smallpox plan is who will pay when some people get very sick or even die as a result of vaccine side effects. That's almost certain to happen when millions get vaccinated. But there's no current provision to compensate people who get injured from being vaccinated themselves or who inadvertently infect others who then get sick.
A person that has adverse impact because of the vaccine could sue the federal government, but they would have to prove negligence in order to recover. And that, as many people have pointed out, could be difficult.
Thompson admits legal liability and compensation are hazards on the road ahead.
We anticipate there'll be some bumps along the way. I presume the compensation will be one of those bumps that we have to, more than likely, will try and have to address.
Thompson was asked if the administration might propose a smallpox vaccine injury compensation fund modeled after an existing fund for childhood vaccines.
I at this point in time, cannot tell you yes or no on that. I would doubt it.
Federal officials say there's been a snag in their plan to test smallpox vaccine in children. The medical community has been almost unanimous that that would be unethical. Richard Knox, NPR News.